Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast today. Me and Jamie are going to be talking about something that I think is so fascinating. That is that Mistral AI has just released a new model that rivals GPT-4. Now, if you know what Mistral AI is, it is an open source AI model. It comes out of France, comes out of Paris, I believe. It's raised hundreds of millions of dollars. I think its most recent round was led by A16Z, the famous American venture capital firm. And so I think this is a serious player. This is something really exciting to me. And what's exciting is that we're starting to see these open source, aka you can use this thing and run it for free, versions of ChatGPT, which is really cool. Now, before we get into the episode and talk about that, Jamie and I wanted to answer someone's question. We've mentioned if you guys are interested in asking us questions, drop them as a review to the podcast and we'll get back to you. So we did get a question this week from someone who said essentially that they are working on starting a motivational type of brand, that they work with a bunch of nonprofits out of Vegas, and they wanted to start a newsletter for it, and they want to give an ebook away, right? This is, you know, classic kind of gather emails, and so they're wondering what platforms we recommend using AI for all of this. So I have some recommendations. Jamie has some recommendations. I believe we recorded a podcast on this about ebooks using AI. There's a bunch of different AI, you know, tools that can generate the entire ebook all at once. We've recorded a whole podcast on that, so I recommend checking it out. But what I will say, and I'm curious to hear from Jamie because I know he's done this, is that I do believe ChatGPT is a phenomenal tool for generating ebooks. This can get a lot of the heavy lifting done for you. You come with kind of some basics and outlines and concepts, and it can work on it. Jamie, what have you done in this regard?
Yeah, so that would have been my recommendation, is just to use ChatGPT. But as we've talked about before on the podcast, that you can't just say, write me an ebook and then expect, you know, something super high quality. You have to kind of train ChatGPT to ask the right questions and build out, you know, what you want before you have it start writing the book. So, for example, you know, you could say, pretend you're a ghostwriter writing me a book about, how to achieve your dream life. What questions would you ask me, come up with a list of questions first, and then you can go through and edit the questions that it's going to ask you, and, you know, kind of narrow it down beforehand, because if you just give a generic prompt, you're going to get a generic AI sounding answer. Jaden, what are your thoughts?
Yep. I think that's the way to go. And then, what I'll typically do is, I'll give it a prompt where I'm like, hey, you know, help me write this. Give me an outline. Okay, let's go more in detail on this. And I like the ghostwriter technique that Jamie just gave there. That's an absolute gold nugget. Whereas if you're writing anything, say, act like a ghostwriter and ask me the questions that I should be giving you. That's a really good way if you don't know even what to ask. Once you've done that, for these ebooks, I think, honestly, Midjourney is probably your best place to go and generate the images that go within this. And then when you're collecting the emails, I highly recommend Beehive as the email collection. This is not sponsored, but it's what I use, and it is like my favorite email. Really good open rates. Great email provider. So that's what we'd recommend. Thank you so much for dropping the question. For anyone else that ever has questions on AI and side hustles, recommend you leave them in the comments, and we're happy to get back to them. Okay, let's get on to today's next topic, which is Mistral AI. Jamie, what do you think the implications are of having like a completely open source AI model?
I mean, I guess the first question that comes to my mind is, if it's open source and it's free, you know, what's their revenue? Like, what's their plan to make income here with this? Because obviously they have millions of dollars of investments, like you said, but what's the point where they make money? Like, what, you know, if you can incorporate it into your own technology and business for free, you know, how are they making money, or how are they going to make money? What's your thoughts?
This is a good question. What I will say is that to date, I think back in December, so originally they raised a $112 million seed round, and then in December they just closed another round at $415 million. So They've raised, you know, over $600 million. At this point, that's probably not their big focus, but it is a fair question a lot of people are asking. I'm assuming that they'll probably do what a lot of other companies do, and they'll have kind of like a really robust open source model that has essentially propelled them to be like one of the top players in the space. And then they'll have an enterprise level where you have to pay extra. So they did just announce a partnership with Microsoft that essentially is going to allow them, like, they're going to have the API on Microsoft and Azure. Customers are going to be able to use the Azure or the Mistral model. And so I think that's interesting for a lot of different reasons. I'd be curious to see, like, if they're, you know, someone like Microsoft would just pay a licensing fee or to have it on there or pay some sort of big fee that all their, you know, customers can then use, because technically it should be free to use. Whereas if you're using something like OpenAI, every single time I integrate OpenAI into my businesses and people are chatting with it, I have to pay OpenAI for every single token, every single message that people are sending. So, I mean, this is a kind of a, this is an exciting thing for me because I have obviously SelfPause, which is my no code AI or my number one AI life coach. And I pay OpenAI every single time people are messaging the life coach on my, you know, platform. And so we obviously have to make it a premium service so we can like make money to pay for that and stuff. But using something like Mistral, in my opinion, would be super cool because aside from hosting it, you're not having to pay some sort of API fee.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, who really knows? But I do know that having access to like a GPT-4 competitor for free is amazing because, you know, the OpenAI currently does have a free version, but I think it's only you have access to GPT-3. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, specifically, you know, as they roll out new features, as AI gets better, you're going to want access to a lot of those better features. I, you know, Mistral AI, I have not actually checked it out, except for their webpage. It looks like they have, like a chat type bot, like OpenAI does with ChatGPT, but then, build on the platform. Is that where you would go if you're trying to integrate it with your website or what's that all about? Do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they got the API that you can use to integrate with your website. But then I think they have one other thing that is they're coming out with, which is called LeChat. So this is, and this actually probably answers your other question you were asking earlier about like how they make money. So LeChat is a paid version. It's pretty much like ChatGPT. So when they're launching this open source, all this is really is for developers to take it and put it on their platforms and let people use.
Okay.
But the average person isn't going to be able to really run that open source model. But they will have a paid version called LeChat, which is for enterprise clients, and they'll have billing and you could actually pay and use it. So if you're like, hey, I want to use this instead of OpenAI, I do think that there is going to be a market for like people picking and choosing what model they want. And OpenAI probably won't always be the default with ChatGPT. So yeah, I think this is an interesting way. And this is really, I think, how they plan on making money off of this.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me. For some reason, I was thinking that the enterprise model would be open source as well, but you know, I guess if you have a free version that, you know, let's say OpenAI is $15 a month for the premium, that will make some difference by having people sign up for it. But if you have a business, you know, or tech company signing up for $5,000 a month, that's a lot bigger of a fish to grab, you know. So I could see, it sounds like from what you're saying, they're developing more that side of the model than just the back and forth, like to the personal individual users, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So
I think this is going to be fascinating. I am all for these open source models. Meta has been doing one with Llama, which is really cool. Mistral, this is exciting because this big model that they've just announced is essentially like them getting close to competing with GPT. I think it's now like the second biggest model if I was reading this, or the most, you know, or the best model if I'm reading this correctly. I'm seeing some graphs where it's like GPT-4, then Mistral's large model they've just launched. And then after that, you got Claude 2 and Gemini and then others. But it seems like as an open source model, they're making some big moves. So I'm super excited. I'm always cheering for the open source models. If you enjoyed the podcast episode today, if you learned something new, make sure to leave us a review. And we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.